We see here a fossil of a crocodile that lived 65 million years ago. This fossil was uncovered in China, and it is 65 million years old. It is indistinguishable from living examples in our day. There are some traits specifying the bodily characteristics of a crocodile. Let's see them here. The skull is flat. As you can see, the flatness of the skull is apparent on this fossil. When we look at the skull closely, the eyes are close to one another. We see the sockets here. The eyes are close to one another, and the skull can move independently from the trunk. This is a trait peculiar to crocodiles. Right now, we have only the skull of this fossil, but this skull normally has the same shape in all crocodiles and reveals the very same characteristics of crocodiles in our day. Even the outer part of the skull is the same. When we look at the outer surface, as our cameras zoom in, it reveals the same ragged shield, the very same structure that looks like fiberglass of the crocodile structure. This has also become an inspiration for biomimetics, an inspiration for the invention of fiberglass. Notice that this fossil dates back millions of years. Indeed, the first crocodile fossils are known to have been 200 million years old, and they have shields made of this structure. Fiberglass is a technological breakthrough of this century, but like many other technological discoveries, something like fiberglass existed millions of years ago in living beings, mashallah. As a most important feature, they reveal the past to us. When we look at the past, the same thing holds true for all living beings. There are no differences among them. If the evolutionists' suggestions were true, that is to say, if life started under the oceans and then passed to land and then to the air, then this crocodile should not have existed in this form. Rather, this crocodile had to be a half-crocodile with a half-shielded tail, with half-formed teeth, or non-symmetrical eyes. It had to have shown mutations. That is to say, the fossils had to have some genetic flaws and genetic diseases, certifying the existence of evolution in the history of life. But when we look, whether 60 million or 200 million years ago, for instance, the fossils of the living beings of the Cambrian Age date back to 540 million years, and indeed, single-celled living beings date back to 3.5 to 4 billion years ago, there exists no difference. Millions of fossils with the same life forms, the very same characteristic traits, the bodily forms, the very same teeth shape and sockets, the dimensions of the skeleton, the number of vertebrae, and the limbs reveal that hundreds of millions of living beings have lived in the same way for millions of years. Believing in such sophistry while there are so many identical features or relying on their accuracy would not be right, for if we are to adopt solid and scientific data and make objective observations, then there is only one fact that science shows us. By the will of Allah, all beings, living and non-living, are created by the command of Allah. Be, and they have never gone through any kind of evolution.